Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hand and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
All and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for the opportunity to come once again to you to share the all-sustaining, all-powerful, everlasting, unchanging Word and anointed Word of God. God is good, and He is good all the time. And we thank God. Happy April to everyone. Today is April 1st, and happy spring. The seasons are changing, and we just thank God for, again, His goodness and His greatness. He is good, and He is good all the time. We would like to go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors, Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries, along with our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, which is located here in Stockbridge, Georgia. We thank God for Archbishop Ruth Smith and the leadership that she provides. Through our covenant fellowship, we just give God all praise and all honor and all glory. We have a word in the house tonight, and I thank God for the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. But before we go into the word, we're going to give you the opportunity to grab your notebooks and your Bibles and pencils and pens, so that if you have a desire to take notes, that you will be able to. And while we're preparing for that, we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace in prayer. So I'm going to ask if Pastor Jasper will lead. throne of grace in prayer. Pastor Jay?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your holy name, Father, for this time.
Yes, Lord.
Coming from your throne of grace, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your peace, your love. Thank you for your joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you for manifestation of your word in our life, Father, leading you, guiding and direct our path, Father, each and every day, Father, no matter what your circumstance is in your life and today, God has an answer, Father. The answer is in the word of God. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. We praise you, Lord. Pray for your people, Lord. Pray for those that are hearing the word on tonight, Father, that they come by hearing the word for the Almighty God, Father. We pray for the person of the hour on tonight. Pray for the word of God, the power of substance, Lord, that they may manifest in our hearts, Lord, in our spirit, that we may want to do what does say the Lord, and be faithful, and give God all the honor, all the glory, and all is good. We pray for your will be done this day, Father, and let your will be done in our life, our family, our children, and this nation. And we pray for Israel as well, Lord, for their salvation, Father. We pray, Lord, that you lead, guide, and direct our path, Father, and we learn to trust in you and trust in your word on today. Let that will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Pastor Jay, for that powerful prayer. And we're going to go ahead and enter into the study of God's word tonight. And the Lord just laid on my heart a message, and the title of tonight's message is Power of the Second Wind. Oh, the power of the second wind. Praise God. Lord, I ask that you just anoint me afresh, Heavenly Father, and let it be none of me, Lord God, and all of you, Heavenly Father, as your anointing power falls down. And I pray, Lord God, for those that are our listening audience, Heavenly Father, let this word go forth, Lord, mightily. Let it go forth unhindered and uninterrupted. Let it go forth and be able to touch the hearts and minds and spirits, Lord God, of those that hear your word. As it goes forth, you promised that it would not return void, but that it would accomplish, Lord God, that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Now let your people, Father God, be not only hearers, but doers of your word to make a difference in this earth for the advancing of your kingdom. And we will be certain, Lord, to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The power of the second wind. Our scripture text comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Scriptures, we're talking about the disciples that had come together after the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they were in the upper room. And it says here that when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. This is a time when the disciples were endowed with power from on high, endowed with the Holy Spirit, endowed with the promise that Jesus Christ had left, that he promised that he was not going to to leave them without a comforter, and that comforter was the Holy Spirit. Also, too, scripture text, let's go to John 3, verse 8. John 3, St. John 3, verse 8. Praise God. We're going to go into a delve a bit into the study here of God's word tonight. So be prepared to with your Bibles to turn as we cover these scriptures. John chapter 3, verse 8. And it reads, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." I came to tell you tonight that the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God will give you that power of the second wind.
Amen.
The power of the second wind. You may say, well, Pastor Constance, what are you talking about? What is a second wind? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. The second wind, in a natural sense, is that second, let me back up a little bit and share some things with you. In my high school days, I used to run track. And in the running of track, as I started, I had to practice to be able to build up my resistance and my stamina to be able to run. Mm-hmm. I ran the 440 dash and the 440 relay. Those were my races. And in the midst of running, if you've ever been a person that has ran track, and certainly if you did any distance running, you know that many times you have your body begins to get weary in the midst of the run. Your stamina sometimes, as you have been running for any long amount of time, your stamina and your endurance begins to wane.
Uh-huh.
Well, in the midst of that, your coach will teach you, and as it was with my coach, she taught us that when we get to that point that we feel like we can't go anymore,
uh-huh,
to be able to know that your second wind, that's when your second wind begins to kick in, and that's when, as you are coming towards the finish line, and you may have people that are running, other runners that are close behind, but everybody, when you enter a race, you don't enter to lose, you enter that race to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I can remember one particular race as I was running the 440 relay, and I was on the last leg, a relay race. You have a person like five other runners that start out and they hand you a baton and they run a distance and they hand the baton to you and you run a distance and you hand the baton. Well, on this particular race, I was the anchor, which is the last person on that race that is responsible for taking that baton and crossing the finish line so that your team would win. So I was standing, and you had to, in the 440 relay, you had to run around the entire track. So they handed the baton, and I began to run. And as I came up, was coming around that last curve, I began to feel weary and tired. But then I remembered what my coach told me. And my coach told me, at that point when you begin to feel weary and tired, that's when you need to begin to psychologically set yourself up to kick. And in the midst of that power of moving your arms back and forth, and you begin to sprint and kick, that second wind would kick in. And sure enough, she was right. The when the race is over. But this occurs during the race. Mm-hmm. It allows you to be able to have that extra kick, that extra wind, that extra stamina that allows you to perform at your top performance, even in the midst of your weariness. And if you ever ran track or any distant type of running, you may have experienced this phenomenon called the second wind. That extra stamina, that extra energy, that burst of strength and agility that kicks in when you think that you have no more to give. Well, guess what? In the spiritual realm, the Holy Ghost Spirit provides you with a second wind. It will, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your difficulties, when it seems that you have no more to give, when it seems that you're at the end of your rope, the Holy Ghost, just as it did with the disciples back in Acts, and it said it came suddenly, suddenly it came and endowed them with the power from on high. Oh, if you the scripture, it talks about that in Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Turn there. Chapter 24, verse 49. New King James Version, it says, "Behold," and this is Jesus talking. So see, the disciples knew what to expect. He said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high."
My God.
So they went to the city of Jerusalem as the Jesus had told them. And they knew what to expect. He said, when you go there, you tarry there. You wait. Why did he tell them to tarry? Why did he tell them to wait there? Because he knew of the psychological and physical conditions that the disciples were going to be in after his crucifixion. He knew that they were going to be saddened. He knew that their spirit was going to be dismayed. He knew that they were going to be weary and tired. He knew that they were going to be at a point of vulnerability because he was no longer physically with them. He had been crucified, but also he told them that the Lord God, Almighty God, would send to them a comforter of the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit would then endow them with power from on high. So therefore, that's why they had to wait there. If they had have disobeyed and gone out, and to be able to try to preach and teach in the midst of their weariness without the endowment of the Holy Spirit, they would have gotten beat. They would have gotten whipped because they would have tried to do it in their own physical strength. Hear what I'm saying. God, and that's a message for us. If you are a child of the Most High God, God does not want you to try to fight this battle. The day-to-day difficulties that you face, the challenges that you face, he does not want you to fight these challenges in and of yourself on your own, in your own physical strength. That's why if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you are then also and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of darkness. These are spirits that try to come and cause us to be defeated, but nevertheless know that no matter what, the Holy Ghost Spirit is that spirit that will give you the strength and the power to endure. The your second wind, when you think that you've gotten to the point that you can't hold on any longer. You've heard people that say, well, when I've gotten to my end of my rope, what am I supposed to do? You tie a knot in the end and you hold on by the grace of God. The second wind of the Holy Ghost will help you run this Christian race because it provides you, one, it provides power to resist your adversary. It provides power to resist your adversary. As I said, Luke 24:49, behold, I send you the promise of my Father, as he told the apostle, as he told, his disciples, that to tarry in Jerusalem, and you will be endowed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit also will help you run this Christian race by providing you with strength and energy to endure. We talked about number one, it provides you with the power to resist the adversary. Number two, it provides you strength and energy to endure this Christian race. Provides you the strength and energy to walk this Christian journey. Ecclesiastes 9:11. It states, the race is not given to the swift, or the battle to the strong. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. You can't fight this in your own physical self. You must have the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to stand and withstand against the challenges and the powers of the adversary. But know that it is the Holy Spirit that gives you your second wind. Sometimes the race of life with its problems and difficulties will leave you feeling tired and exhausted, and as if you have nothing left to give.
But God,
He promises us, He tells us not to be weary in well-doing. He promises us that the joy of the Lord is our what? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So that tells me that if I need more strength, then I have to operate in the joy of the Lord. But you say, well, Pastor Conscious, in the midst of everything that I'm going through and I'm dealing with, how am I to operate in the joy of the Lord? Well, that's when the Word of God also tells us that we are to bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We're to bring a sacrifice of praise. The Word of God also tells us that we are to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. When you go before the Lord and you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, and we wouldn't know why, but she would be humming praises to God. And I find my own self in this day and time, when I first wake up in the morning, it's a praise of God that's in my spirit that I have to turn on the praise music or sing a praise song because I want to tithe my day to the Lord. I want to be able to usher in his presence.
Yeah.
I want to be in his presence because I don't know what is forthcoming for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I need the power that the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God provides to be able to walk this Christian journey day to day.
Amen.
Oh, yes, saints. Oh, yes, children of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. And if you are not a child of the Most High God, this is the time, this is the opportunity to be able to give your life to the Lord so that you can have the spiritual strength that only the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God can provide.
Amen.
Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 tells us, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize?
Yes.
Run in such a way that you may win. Well, God has given you everything that you need to win.
Yes.
You do not have to go along day after day of being succumbed to the pressures and the tactics of the evil one. That is not the plan of God. God says that Jesus came that you may have this life and have it more abundantly. God wants the good things because every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. He wants you to be able to have a good life, even in the midst of different things that are going on in these last days.
Yeah.
But that the only true goodness that is steadfast and that is unchangeable is your relationship with your Heavenly Father. God never changes. He says, I change not. It is the one thing that you can count on that is going to be consistent.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. So, again, the second wind of the Holy Ghost will give you, will help you run this race by providing you with the strength and the energy, spiritual strength, spiritual energy to endure. I'm not talking about something that you can go and buy in a little bottle, 5-hour energy in be able to stand. Having done all to stand, stand. God will give you everything that you need right here in this earth to be able to endure because he loves you, because you are his child.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know, yes, we do. We don't have to think. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and those who have been called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
That's the only way for you to win. Knowing that God works all things, he's working all things together. The good things, the difficult things, he's working them all together for your good.
Amen.
If, hear what I'm saying, only if you are the called according to his purpose.
Amen.
You can't be on the outside of the ark of the covenant and the ark of safety, as the old people used to say. Are you still within the ark of safety of his grace?
Uh-huh.
Are you still within the ark of safety of his covenant, his goodness? Are you still, as my elderly aunt used to ask my brother, do you still have a little oil in your vessel and your light trembling and burning bright?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got to keep your hands in the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
You got to keep your hand in God's hand. Don't turn it loose. No matter what, don't turn it loose.
Yes.
Be not weary in well-doing.
Amen.
Continue to keep your hand stayed in the hand of the Lord. I promise you, he will never fail you. I promise you, you can't go wrong.
Yes.
I promise you, his word is always true. I promise you, he is steadfast and never changing.
Amen.
I promise you that no matter what you go through, God is right there with you, carrying you every step of the way.
Amen.
And he never fails.
Never.
He never fails. He never fails. He never fails. Galatians 6:9 tells us, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
In due season, your due season is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he would not have said it if it was not so. In trial and tribulation, know that it is but for a season.
Amen.
Just as any other season, whether it's winter, spring, summer, and fall, it has a beginning and it has an end.
Amen.
Oh, your due season
is
coming. God said so. And if you don't faint, be and don't, it says, let us not be weary, for in due season that you are going to what? You are going to reap if you faint not. Don't quit, saints. Don't quit, children of the Most High God.
No.
Don't quit. I don't care what the situation or circumstance may look like.
Yeah.
Remember, we don't walk by what we see.
Amen.
We walk by faith in God. Forsaking all others. Forsaking all, I trust him. Faith. Forsaking all, I trust him.
Amen.
Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, discerning the power of the second wind.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for that powerful word. Amen. The power of the second wind.
Thank
the
you.
The power of the second wind can lead you to victory.
Amen.
Over the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
The power of the second wind will give you joy of your salvation. The power of the second wind can increase your faith. Amen. In the things of God. The power of the second wind can increase your hope in God. Amen. The power of the second wind increase
yes.
your strength.
Yes.
And you are reap.
Hallelujah.
And make you reap, make you strong. The power of the second wind give you courage.
Yes.
Amen. The power
yes.
of the second wind
yes.
give you. Give you growth and development in your spirit. Amen?
Yes.
To finish the race that God has started in your life through Jesus Christ, to work that good workmanship in your life and in my life that God designed for us to be. Amen? The
Amen.
Power of the second wind leads you to your destiny in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That God has a plan for
Amen.
Your life and a plan
Amen.
For my life. He wants you to finish that course. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to come forth in victory in Jesus' name. Amen? The power of the second wind. And we thank God for the one on God, and I thank God for that powerful word today.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
He give you strength
Hallelujah.
Even for this new day in April. Amen. The new day on today, Father God, give you strength to have the power of the second wind in your life. So no matter what you're going through on today, God has sustained the power to keep you, to guide you, to direct your path into victory on this day. Amen.
Amen.
Give you strength where you are reaching to make you stronger than ever before. Amen?
Amen.
He gave you the tool in his word to go forth and have victory in your life. Amen. To
yes.
defeat the enemy. No matter what he come, what he do, God give you that power through Jesus Christ to defeat the enemy. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And by the power of your testimony as well. Amen.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. By the power of your testimony.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And this is testimony time.
Yes.
If you have a testimony that you would like to share, or if you have that this word has made where it has touched your heart, touched your spirit,
yes.
we would like for you to be able to tune in by pressing the number 1 and dial into the studio and be able to share the goodness of God in your life and to share with our listening audience. If you have had an experience of a second wind,
yes.
where the Holy Spirit has come and been able to help to sustain you,
yes.
the
yes.
Word of God says that we're supposed to share and to share our testimony with others so that they too will know that God, yes, is no respecter of person.
Amen.
And what he's done for one, he will surely do for all. He will, as
Amen.
Children of the Most High God.
God.
Yes, Lord.
They'll share one another's burden.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what, to lift each other, to carry one another, to lift each other up.
Yes.
In time of need. Amen.
Yes. Amen. It's important. We're living in those times
yes.
where we need to be able to lift one another up in prayer. We have to, because the enemy, he tries so much. He's trying to do what he does best, to steal, kill, and destroy, even where relationships are concerned.
Amen.
He tries to come in and wreak havoc. He tries to come in and cause isolation. But no matter what, the word of God, he wants there to be unity. He wants there to be love. He talks about that love, the love, that agape love that only you as a Christian, as a child of the Most High God, will be able to share. That love that is long-suffering, that love that is patient, that love that is kind. Yes, that's the love, that agape love. Be able to be there for your brother and be there for your sister and encourage them and help to lift them up even in the midst of trials and difficulties.
Yes.
Praise God.
And we're two or three are gathered together. When we are stronger together than we are apart.
Amen.
Two or three are gathered together in prayer.
Amen.
Two or three are gathered together. Agree together. Amen. We are stronger together than we are apart. And you want to say, and you first saw that verse in the book of Acts chapter 2, 1, 2, verse 1 and 2, yes. They were on one accord.
Amen.
Right? They were on one accord. They were in unity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And for the promise of God.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
They were in unity.
Yes.
That's so important. God wanted to be in unity, to be on one accord, to support one another, to strengthen one another.
Amen.
Right? To finish the court, to finish the race together.
That's what the word of God teaches us. Strengthen our brother.
Assemble ourselves together so we can strengthen one another.
Yes. 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 There's power in unity and coming together. There's power in numbers. There's wisdom in a multitude of counsel coming together.
One can send 1,000 to fight.
Amen.
Two can send how many?
10,000.
10,000.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. That's
God
the word. That's the word of God. That's the word
powerful.
Of God.
Amen.
That's the word of God. It's a device of the enemy to try and to keep you separated from the sisters and brothers in Christ. But no, that is not the will of God. God wants you to be able to join together, just as he did with the disciples. As they were all together in one place and in one accord.
When people was in jail, the church came together to pray for him.
Amen.
They came together in numbers to pray for him.
Amen.
God released him from that prison while they were in prayer.
Amen.
In that instant, God, while they were in prayer, one accord together.
Amen.
God seen the angel release him from that prison.
Amen.
From that jail.
Amen.
And brought him home.
Because the word also tells us that the prayers of the righteous, they avail as much. It's the prayers of the righteous that avail as much. Yes, you should be able to call on your brother and your sister in the body of Christ and to be able to share and try to, those that will be able to get a prayer through, that will come alongside you, that will help you to be able to stand and to withstand.
And get praise in your heart.
Amen.
Keep a prayer and get praise in your heart. God bring forth the victory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Mighty power.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for the word. We thank God for his presence.
Amen.
We thank God for the Holy Ghost Spirit. Aren't you glad that when Jesus ascended, that wasn't the end? That wasn't the end. Oh, no, it wasn't. That he sent a comforter.
Mm-hmm.
He sent a comforter, the Holy Ghost Spirit, that he promised would lead us and guide us into all truth. The Holy Ghost Spirit, which he promised would bring back to our remembrance the word of God that we've studied. Oh, yes. God did not leave us comfortless.
Amen.
He did not leave us powerless. No, he did not. Praise God. We thank God for the power and the anointing power of the Holy Spirit.
The word of God can never lose its power. Just like the blood of Jesus cannot never lose its power.
Amen. 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 There's also, too, for those of you that know how to pray in the Spirit, there is power in being able to pray in your, as it was there at Pentecost. To be able to pray in the spirit, to pray in that unknown tongue.
Today, amen.
Even, absolutely, even today, even today, even more so because of the different times that we are living in. God, that is a tool that God has given to us, again, to be able to stand and to withstand, to be able to stand and to withstand.
Amen.
In the difficult day, use all the tools that God has given to you. When you are going out and you running a race, just as I was talking about, even in running track, there's certain gear that you have to put on. Your track shoes, back then they had spikes in the bottom of them so that you would be able to grip the ground so that you wouldn't slip and fall. Well, in the spiritual realm, God has given us the tools that we need to be able to defeat the enemy because he's already a defeated foe.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ went to hell and defeated death, hell, and the grave. And he snatched the keys out of the hands of the enemy.
Yes.
as a matter of fact, he told us that they would. But know that you have the weapons of your warfare, which are not carnal,
yes,
but they are spiritual and mighty to the pulling down of strongholds.
Not by spirit, truth, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, say the Lord.
Amen.
By putting on my armor of God, putting on the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And you feel your spirit.
Amen.
You feel your blood, the blood of Jesus. God, give a lot of weapons to you to defeat the enemy. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we thank you so much for being able to take the time this evening to listen in to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. We pray that this message has been touch your hearts and your minds and your spirits, and that even as you go forth for this rest of this week, as you may be faced with difficulties or challenges, that you keep in mind the message of this second wind, and keep in mind that the power of the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God is what will give you that second wind to be able to go on a little while longer, a long while longer. Praise God. Praise God to be able to help you to endure. Amen. We thank God. Pastor Jay, would you go ahead and get ready to close us out? We want to let you know that if you would like to connect with us by mail, you can do so at Post Office Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia 30321. That is New Season Ministries International. As well as if you are in the local area, we would love to have you worship with us at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. Praise God. And we will not close this program without giving those the opportunity. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is not a time to be outside of the covenant of God's grace. It's not a time to be outside of the ark of safety. You need to make a decision. The word of God tells us, choose ye this day. Choose ye this day, not wait until tomorrow, but choose ye this day whom you will serve. And praise God, God is standing there, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, standing there with his arms wide open. Romans 10:9-10 says, but if you confess the Lord Jesus, all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, and admit that you are a sinner and that you ask Jesus Christ into your life for the rest of your life, then you are saved, praise God. It's just as simple as that. So simple that even a child can understand. So we thank God. If you don't know the Lord, and if you have prayed that simple prayer, asking the Lord Jesus to come into your life, to forgive you for your sins, confessing that you believe that he is the true and only Son of God, because the only way to the Father is through the Son, which is Jesus Christ. And if you prayed that prayer, we thank God and we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. It said, the word of God says, if it but for one, the angels stand and rejoice.
Yeah.
So the angels are rejoicing tonight. The angels are rejoicing tonight if you have given your life to the Lord.
Amen.
We thank God for, again, for his opportunity to bring forth his word. We love you and we give God all the praise. Good night and God bless you.
Talk to you again. had so many chances to perform, but I was busy doing other things, trying to write my own story.
Oh, God.